Hi, welcome to another simple step here on Blended Family Breakthrough. Imagine what it might feel like to be lockstep as a couple in leading your home, and for all the kids to be clear about how things in your home are expected to operate as well. Now that might sound impossible, but trust me, it's not. Last week, we examined the difference between coupleness and familyness. Each is distinct, yet they work together. And the one thing that can make or break both is the strength of your parenting partnership. When the adults aren't fully aligned and there's some ongoing disagreement, unclear expectations, or unchecked behaviors occurring, it's impossible to achieve familyness, and that usually leads to disconnection in your coupleness. Kim and I experienced disunity in our parenting partnership for years as we were blending, and our coupleness and familyness suffered because of it. But we didn't stay stuck there, and we've learned some practical ways to get everyone on the same page, and I want to help you to take the first step toward that today. Every couple we talk to wants to build a solid foundation for familyness to grow and flourish in their home, but often they just aren't sure how to go about it. They realize they've got a bit of alignment on a few things, like maybe academic achievement is a priority and something they really both want for their kids, but they might have some different ideas around other things, like what respect and responsibility looks like, or how to get everyone in their home on the same page around honesty, cleanliness, and screen time limits, just to name a few. One wife put it this way: we know that we need to engage in a process, and we want to get united around parenting, but we just don't know how to get there. Maybe when the subject of parenting comes up, you experience some disconnection or even conflict in your coupleness. You're not alone. You each came into your blend with specific patterns and parenting practices that your respective kids are used to. And if you're really honest with yourself, you believe that your approach to parenting is the right way. So that ends up leaving you disagreeing with the way your partner might do things. And if parenting discussions tend to lead to conflict and hurt feelings, why rock the boat, right? It can often feel easier to just avoid the conversation altogether, maybe even slip into the whole you parent your kids and I'll parent mine approach. But avoiding or just spinning your wheels without actually creating change will just lead to a lack of partnership, which ultimately leads to a lack of family leadership. Then the whole family senses the instability, ambiguity, and the building resentments. So, to get started on a remedy, let's try a little experiment today just to get the ball rolling. If you're together as a couple right now, then I invite you to pause this episode, go grab two pieces of paper and two pens. Now, if you're not together in this moment, then come back to this episode and work through this together sometime in the next couple of days. Okay, here's what you're going to do. Individually, without peeking at each other's papers, I want you to write down what you believe are the top five family values for your home. Now, don't chat about this before you start. Don't cheat by looking at each other's papers. I just want you to dive in, and for each value, just use one word or phrase. And then, when each of you is done, let's compare your two lists. Now, here's where the experiment gets really interesting. You might notice some common ground, and that's great. However, you might also notice that you've each chosen some different words or phrases, and that's common. Now, before you start arguing over who's right and who's wrong, remember, this is just an exercise to see where you are right now. It's a starting point to help begin the process of building your parenting partnership. Now, here's one of the most crucial questions I have for you. If I were to have the opportunity to talk with all of your kids for just a few minutes and I gave each of them a pen and a paper and asked them to write down your family's top five family values, how many of them would write down the exact same words or phrases that you wrote down? And I mean exact. If you're anything like the couples we coach, then you might have just had an aha moment. You've just realized that it's unrealistic to expect a sense of unity in our coupleness and familyness when we all seem to be playing out of different playbooks. If you aren't fully aligned as a couple around parenting, then you can't expect your kids to fully understand the behavioral expectations in your home. If you want to reduce the ambiguity in your home, Then let's get focused on building your parenting partnership, really aligning the two of you as a couple so that you can align the kids as well. One couple, Joey and Anna, worked with us to build their parenting partnership. And after we walked through a process of building alignment, here's what they had to say. What Mike and Kim gave us was compassion and understanding and an intentional guided process that we could use to figure out what we wanted for our family and then tackle each thing one by one. We went from playing whack-a-mole to having a systematic approach that allowed us to build empathy for one another and figure out how to move forward on the same page. Hey, maybe you feel like you've been playing whack-a-mole for way too long and you're ready to tackle a few next steps. Well, first, give this simple experiment a try to get things started. Then why not check out our Blending Together community, where the first thing you'll focus on is building the parenting partnership you truly want to experience. Just click the link in the show notes to find out more. You know, the truth is you're going to experience parenting challenges as a couple, but we want you to know it is possible to get clear and united about the realistic expectations for everyone in your home. And when you can conquer the challenges of parenting as a united team, it's a game changer, just like Joey and Anna discovered. And the best part is, by building a solid and functional parenting partnership, you'll create a deeper sense of stability and peace in your home and set the stage for both coupleness and familyness to grow and flourish. Hey, thanks for joining me today. Make sure you click the link to check out the Blending Together community. Kim and I would love to meet you there. Does it ever feel like people just don't get how tough it is to blend a family? What if you could experience a community that's all about healthy support, guidance, and practical strategies that help you thrive in your blended family? Well, now you can. Blending Together is a supportive community for blended family couples just like you.
We've educated and supported hundreds of couples navigating the unique challenges of blended family life. Now we're inviting you to join our community and experience the transformation that awaits you. Blending Together is not just another community. It's a place where you'll find practical, real-life strategies for building unity as a couple,
creating more connection as a family,
experiencing partnership in parenting,
and even dealing with that difficult ex.
Blending Together is a safe, growth-focused space where you'll get to connect with us and, maybe more importantly, with other blended family couples who truly understand what you're going through. Along the way, you'll discover practical tools, guidance, and hope that empower you to find a future full of confidence and connection.
When you join Blending Together, you'll gain access to a variety of resources like our private Facebook group and online learning platform, monthly coaching meetings, monthly Q&As, and you'll even get to vote on the content for our monthly workshops.
Mm-hmm. Blending a family can often leave couples feeling alone or isolated, and quality support can sometimes be expensive and hard to find. That's why we're offering you access to all of this at a super low monthly rate, because every blended family deserves the opportunity to thrive regardless of their budget.
So scroll all the way to the bottom of the show notes and click the link to join us in the Blending Together community and meet other couples just like you in our upcoming community meeting. Plus, when you join before the end of the month, you'll gain access to our brand new bonus mini course that will help you make quick headway.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, thanks so much for joining us today. We can't wait to meet you inside Blending Together. Just click the link all the way at the bottom of the show notes to get started.
We'll see you there.